Listener Production.
Good morning, it's Eloise Arnold with your local news briefing. Aubrey Donoghue, a man who was shot by police after a four-hour siege on Saturday in Mareeba, was definitely armed and threatening a hostage, police confirm. Queensland Police Union President Ian Leaver says that the offender had an extensive history of highly violent domestic violence incidents and he was brandishing a knife. This follows on from an angry crowd of roughly 300 people who gathered outside the court building on Sunday, chanting anti-police slogans and taunting officers. Police have promised a full and independent investigation into the shooting, which is being conducted by the Ethical Standards Command with oversight from the Crime and Corruption Commission. In other news, a 13-year-old girl has been charged with assault after video footage of a playground assault has circulated around the Cairns community. The horrific video depicts an older girl throwing punches and stomping on a young girl's head. Cairns Child Protection and Investigation Unit detectives charged the teenager with one count of assault occasioning bodily harm over the incident on March 26. The alleged victim's mother says she is absolutely disgusted that bystanders filmed and shared the footage instead of intervening. The 13-year-old will face the Cairns Children's Court at a later date. Taking a look at local sport, the North Queensland Cowboys will be hoping to take home another win in the NRL, despite injuries to their side from last week's game against the Gold Coast Titans. Murray Taulagi is ruled out with a knee injury, Gahamit Shibasaki with a hamstring injury, and James Tamo with a foot injury. Coach Todd Payton says they're going to have to improve if they want to make the top four.
I think the competition's quite even, and if I look at our club and our group, I think our roster runs deeper than it has any time since I've come back. So throughout the course of the 26 rounds, we're going to have to rely on some guys more so than we did last year.
The Cowboys have won four of their past five games against the Bulldogs, who they'll play next in round five.